From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration today launched a new program to try to prevent home foreclosures. Economists say finding a better way to avoid foreclosures is critical as the nation slides deeper into recession. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The efforts to prevent foreclosures so far haven't been enough to stop millions of people from losing their homes. The Obama administration has now launched its answer to the problem. Mike Calhoun is the president of the Center for Responsible Lending.
The Obama modification plan is a real game changer that will have a dramatic impact on the housing market and reducing the wave of foreclosures that's rattling the whole economy right now.
The plan aims to help 3 to 4 million homeowners who are in loans that they can't afford. It offers cash incentives to lenders if they modify loans to lower interest rates and payments for homeowners in cases where that would prevent bigger losses for the investors who own their loans. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown addressed a joint session of Congress today, telling U.S. lawmakers the two countries are in the current economic situation together. And he warned the problems facing the global economy do not stop at the water's edge. Brown also cautioned against protectionist policies during the current crisis, instead calling for innovative thinking.
In these unprecedented times, we must educate our way out of the downturn. We must invest and invent our way out of the downturn. We must retool and reskill our way out of the downturn.
Throughout the speech, Brown spoke of American optimism during difficult economic times. He also announced the awarding of an honorary knighthood to Senator Edward Kennedy. The 77-year-old Kennedy is currently battling brain cancer and did not attend the speech. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging Sudan's government to exercise restraint after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Sudan's president for the conflict in Darfur. NPR's Michelle Kelman is traveling with the secretary, who is now in Brussels.
Secretary Clinton said President Omar al-Bashir will have a chance to have his day in court if he wants to contest the warrant, but she said she hopes the government won't step up violence in retaliation.
Governments and individuals who either conduct or condone atrocities of any kind, as we have seen year after year in Sudan, have to be held accountable.
Bashir is accused of committing crimes against humanity in Darfur in western Sudan. It's a conflict the U.S. has called a genocide. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Brussels.
Key gauge measuring activity in the nation's service sector shrank for a fifth straight month. The Institute for Supply Management says its service sector index last month fell more than a point, the reading of 41.6, just slightly above analysts' expectations. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 149 points to close at 6,875. The NASDAQ was up 32 points today. This is NPR. A fight at a state prison in the Mexican border city of Juarez has left at least 19 prisoners dead and more than half a dozen others injured, according to police. The fight between what appears to be rival gangs apparently broke out shortly after 6 a.m. this morning. Police say it appears a member of one of the drug gangs somehow pressured a guard to open the cells of fellow gang members, who then entered an area where other inmates were gathered. There were reports of gunfire. Police were investigating how a firearm entered the prison. It took 200 NRA police and around 50 soldiers to regain control of the facility. Blues musician John Cephas has died. His record company says the 78-year-old guitarist and vocalist died of natural causes. Cephas was one half of the acclaimed traditional blues duo Cephas and Wiggins. They performed a style of blues that was specific to the Mid-Atlantic region called Piedmont Blues, and NPR's Phyllis Contreras reports.
As a youngster, John Cephas learned the intricate finger-picking style of Piedmont Blues from a cousin. By age 9, he was performing at informal gatherings where traditional music was still a living culture. He began performing professionally in the 1960s, and in 1976 met harmonica player Phil Wiggins. Cephas and Wiggins released albums, toured the world for the U.S. State Department, and worked at keeping Piedmont blues music alive. In 1989, John Cephas was recognized for those efforts with a National Heritage Fellowship, bestowed by the National Endowment for the Arts to those who preserve our country's cultural traditions. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
Crude oil futures were up $3.73 a barrel to sell at $45.38 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.